On Sunday, the nonprofit corporation that operates the huge sports dome in South Anchorage announced it had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Yesterday afternoon, Anchorage Sportsplex Incorporated was in court to begin setting up formal arrangements with its major creditors. KSKA's Len Anderson has more.
According to Alice Fedorenko, CEO of Anchorage Sportsplex, the dome, which opened in 2007, is well used.
We probably see fall and winter about 8,000 people a week in here.
In summer, that number drops considerably, but the overall yearly utilization, and thus revenues, have increased over the last couple of years, but not enough.
Since the dome began operations, we have operated at a deficit. Our long-term debt is much higher than the dome can sustain on a monthly or annual basis.
The dome originally cost $14 million. Fedorenko hopes a Chapter 11 arrangement can be finalized sometime in the fall. Another expense Anchorage Sportsplex wants to reduce involves property taxes. This year, that amounts to $216,000. Attorney David Bundy, who's handling the bankruptcy, says the property tax concerns are twofold.
It is a question of whether the dome is legally qualified as a charity and therefore exempt from taxes under court decisions. The other issue is how much is it worth for tax assessment purposes. That's a separate question whether it should be taxed at all. The value of the dome is debatable. The municipality has a high value, and we think it should be less.
Marty McGee is Anchorage's municipal assessor. While he could not speak to the Anchorage Sportsplex case, McGee could discuss in general terms nonprofit organizations and property tax exemptions.
The most common misconception is that because they qualify with the IRS as a not-for-profit status, they're automatically exempt. And that's not true for local property tax. We have a different set of criteria that's only one of the criteria to make them exempt.
Sportsplex hopes to gain a property tax exception within the nonprofit charity category through a court judgment. That appeal is currently in litigation. Fedorenko says community response since this weekend's announcement is encouraging. One soccer club plans to increase its summer use, and there's already been some unexpected individual summer memberships. The Sportsplex CEO says she hopes this situation leads to a broader awareness of whom the dome serves.
We've seen an increase in users with disadvantaged capabilities. We've seen a lot more wheelchair use, people with three-wheel bikes come in, and I think a few more senior citizens than we'd seen in the past. I think it's just getting the word out that we're open to the public. We're not a club. We're here to serve the public.
The next hearing in the Sports Dome's Chapter 11 bankruptcy request takes place next month. This is Len Anderson.